some walking meditation. So there's a lot of hallways around the empty rooms. Find a space where you can walk 10 paces, 15 paces, 10 probably, crowded. Choose the endpoints, mark them very clearly. So that marks the path, which is like your posture in meditation. And then the central theme is to try to stay present the way things are. So use the very core sensations of feet touching the ground, very simple. And keep bringing back that awake mind, relentless remembering, right? Just this way now. And settle into just standing there. So just do, what is it, Tadasana? Is that the standing posture or whatever? Just feel the body standing there. It's very nice. Stretch the spine if you want. And make it quite pleasant. And then walk the 10 paces, just being with the walking. And your mind will go, you know, Mars, Venus, and all of that. But it's alright. And just, there's Mars. Or, and I'm worrying. That's worrying. So it's a very gentle remembering, right? It's not a kind of forceful, you idiot, you're a dumbo, you're immersing it. It's not that. It's like, I'm back. So relaxed, pleasant, beautiful, open, those types of attitudes, as opposed to forceful. Sometimes like the words focus, concentration, they're okay, but sometimes they can bring up too much. Too much time, it depends how you use language. So let's say till 10 past. Yeah. Choose the place and then go till the bell rings. Right? Use that. Use that whole thing of anticipation. Because usually when any meditation, you get two-thirds of it through, you start to think about doing something else. Right, so walking's finished, a cup of tea. Go to the loo. I mean, you go to the loo, but you probably don't need to. So it's just to look at that, the mind which doesn't want to be with the present moment. Because that's what makes the mind quiet. It's that very noticing of restlessness, etc. So then we'll come back and do some more singing. All right?